Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You basically had a hand in raising him.
Yeah,
You've had him in your life for quite a bit.
I slept next to his crib for the first 7 months of his life.
Okay,
and
you've
would
been
wake up.
You've been involved.
And nurse him.
Really?
On my teat.
No wonder he's so thin.
My sister was sleeping. He was always hungry.
Yeah, well, I would too if I had a dry well.
Now, I know how you roll. That's gross. And she burst into tears, dropping me off at the train.
Yeah, I know. That's horrible.
Picture Mike like on a old-timy platform with the steam engine going, choo-choo, choo-choo.
Reading a letter with the ram.
Yeah, that's right. Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson was there with the other Western desperados as she dropped me off at the old steam train in town back in the 1860s.
You probably would have lost your virginity earlier if you had a car.
Yeah, or my life.
Life or virginity. That's the choice we all make.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
The TMOS fruitcake has returned, but only for a limited time. Order yours today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The same great taste you remember at the same price as last Christmas. Get yours while you still can. Delicious, festive, and every purchase supports TMOS. It's fruitcake time, but only if you order right now. MikeO'MaraShow.com. This is a limited time offer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I did not expect that.
We needed that, didn't we, for
Wednesday? Yeah, it's good. It's a brightener right there.
For hump day, to get us going. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world. That may be the one that I just keep handy, you know, if anything's going well or not well, you know. That's just fun. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
And that's from a porno, right?
Welcome to the party, and please join us along with our friends in Old Orchard Beach, Maine this week, Round Rock, Texas, Perth, Australia, Leeds, West Yorkshire, England, Manama, Bahrain, and Schleswig-Holstein, Germany. The Mike O'Mara Show is on, and we are here, and I'm switching doctors. I've decided that the medical office that I've been dealing with is simply too difficult to get through to. Love my doctor, but moving on. So yesterday I went to a new guy, decided that I'd sign up with him, and they have you, of course, fill out the medical questionnaires.
Oh, it's fun, isn't it?
The memory doesn't work. I've had so many, not compared to other people. There are people, athletes that have had multiple orthopedic procedures, so I pale in comparison. But it's enough over a long enough period of time where I don't remember, so I put question marks on when did you have this surgery, when did you have that surgery.
Could you have it transferred? I mean, that you could probably have the office
But I mean, it's
transferred.
Two locations, too. So,
okay. What was the problem? You just bad communications with the first office, or is it too big of a practice?
Not getting through. Oh, you just
bad.
Don't get through. It's
that's
too
bad.
Big.
Yeah.
As this doctor said to me yesterday, you are in an area with the largest, sickest, oldest population in America. And he's absolutely right. And so that makes a lot of sense that the system is strained. But that doesn't have anything to do with that. I don't want to get on a whole tangent.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I thought the people were old but healthy down there.
Not really, no. They're old.
They're faking.
And old, look, the bottom line is old means not healthy.
Okay.
You know, that just by attrition, you know, you're wearing down. You're wearing out.
Yeah.
The battery's starting to lose its, its charge.
Understood.
Let me say, so I'm filling out the questionnaire, and it's all the standard stuff. Have you had this? Have you had that? And you check. And to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of those check marks I leave blank because I don't have the issues. When you look at the number of issues you could have, ticker-wise, stomach-wise, cancer-wise, I've done very well in my life.
What about how do you answer the smoking and drinking questions?
I say former.
Okay.
You know, even though I never was a daily guy with that, there were times that I smoked and, but I'm, well,
many years ago, you were a regular guy, weren't you?
Yeah, maybe. Not a lot. Right. I never smoked a lot. Okay. I never was a pack a day kind of guy.
And
I was somebody who would go wait till the weekend, and when I was out there hanging out, I'd smoke.
Yeah,
that, like a lot of
people.
I'm with you. But the thing about it is, I get this questionnaire, and I had never seen this on a medical questionnaire, and I guess it's a mental health related question. Do you have any guns in the house? And I said,
wow.
I wonder if this is just a Florida questionnaire. And it was just kind of
interesting. Is there questions about suicidal thoughts and dark thoughts too?
No, that's normally when
I get that.
I get that if I go to a pain guy, you know, because they want to know if you're going in there kind of hawk drugs, you know,
sure,
kind of
sure.
score some oxy
yeah.
or something like that. So it just was, it was weird. And it's Florida. And I'm fine.
So
everything's going to be just okay.
No guns.
No guns
bad.
No, I mean, I think that when you hear about a home invasion or you hear about somebody in a situation, we don't have a balanced reportage.
Yes.
Of people that pull a Dodge City shoot 'em up type of thing with guns, right?
Oh, Mike, look who's so, here.
Hi, everybody. Hi, America.
So what we have is over-reporting of if a guy or a grandmother takes out a shotgun
right.
and shoots an intruder in her house, it just gets incredible press when the statistics that I read wouldn't bear out the idea that having that shotgun or that handgun or whatever mm-hmm. would be the safe alternative statistically. I have always believed that. And mm-hmm. there are two different schools of thought when it comes to guns. I've always thought that having a gun handy would be more likely to cause a problem. It's like a stepladder.
In what way?
With a stepladder in your house, you're probably not going to use it that often.
Yeah.
And
don't use the top step.
God, no. Don't do it. Plan on doing it today. If I come in with a broken leg tomorrow, you'll know we got a ghost in the house because there's a... When you go into my garage,
yeah,
in my small house, you have a plywood door, really well built, a plywood door that opens to... I don't want to call it an attic. It's more like a storage area.
Yeah, it's a crawl space.
But it's a little
exactly.
crawl space up top.
Yeah.
And you can put stuff up there.
That's what my parents have. You just go,
yeah.
boop. And
yeah.
We
jump
have stuff there.
Yeah.
And
Christmas boxes, things like that. You can do
some
that.
Stuff like the decorations.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up there and look. And then I come in the garage like right after the Thanksgiving holiday, and the thing is just hanging open. And it's got one of those little slide locks.
Yeah.
You know, where
yeah,
you like just put the thing, and it's open. Doesn't look like the kind of thing. I'm not the last guy that locked it. Probably an HVAC guy did.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just kind of... Hmm.
Yeah, but that's...
But I have no idea.
You know
yeah,
what that
weird.
Is? That's mysterious.
It's very mysterious. Here we go. Thank you. It's very mysterious.
Maybe someone's hiding something up there.
Or maybe someone is hiding up there.
Well,
have
I
you
just
seen
watched,
Jennifer lately?
I just watched a movie a month ago, Barbarian.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you watched that movie?
No.
Oh, this is a horror movie, man. This is a... And by the way, my daughters came in. One of my two daughters, don't know which one, said, have you seen Barbarian? I said, yeah. And it was really scary. And I mean, I am not a consumer of everything in the horror genre, but if it's the horror thriller type movie,
yeah.
where it's horror combined with... super scary. Where's this person hiding? But this one fit that checks all the boxes. Not the box under. Do you have a gun at home?
Barbarian.
But it checks all the. It's called Barbarian, and it all starts with a young lady who's renting an Airbnb.
Okay.
And the hilarity ensues.
Is it as horrifying and thrilling as Don't Worry, Darling?
It's got a good cast. Justin
now
Long's
you just
it.
Are chomping at the bit to talk about.
I'm
Don't
curious.
Worry,
I'm curious about your take on it.
better than A Christmas Story Christmas.
Oh, I don't. Well, you know what? I was not looking for a comparison. I just wanted to see how.
Well,
you felt.
I'm giving you a comparison because I haven't forgiven you yet for recommending that movie
well,
to me and
still,
collectively wasting my family's time.
I still like it, and you know what? It was only 100 minutes. That's all. Just 100 minutes. But I felt when it finished, and I no spoiler alert. Did you expect there to be more?
You know, yeah, I did. Look, endings of movies have gone into the dumper in the last few years.
I agree.
They really have. I think that you've got a situation where a lot of films are, hey, isn't this avant-garde? Isn't this unique? And it's a total cop-out. Where I want to see a movie buttoned up. Let me tell you this, my favorite thing in a movie.
Uh-huh.
Especially a movie that's based on a true story. There is nothing I like more than text at the end of the movie that tells me what really happened. That who went to jail, mm-hmm. who lived on, who started a business, who started a family.
Like Animal
House.
I
love that. well, no, but you can use the same vehicle.
Yes, exactly.
In a comedy, one of the great techniques. I don't think that was ever used before.
I don't think so.
Senator and Mrs. Blutarsky.
Not as a punchline. I don't think it was. No.
One of the biggest laughs in Animal House comes after the movie's over.
Yeah.
Senator and Mrs. Blutarsky. Brilliant.
In the stolen convertible.
Funny people. Yes. Brilliant, funny guys. Ivy League funny guys that could write that kind of stuff. That had, you know, not only the super smarts, but turned it for good into comedy.
Yeah.
No, I don't like when you are just left there. And it seems to me more movies today than ever before just
leave you hanging. The Sopranos are the ones that sort of opened that door.
Nah, it's been done before.
Yeah, but The Sopranos was a really glaring example of it where everyone was dissatisfied.
If a filmmaker is telling me, I want you to think about it, I say, bite me. Bite my Irish bag because I like it all
buttoned up. Bite me, Martin Scorsese.
It's a story. I want a beginning, middle, and an end.
I agree.
For example, Saturday Night Live, the sketches on Saturday Night Live. What's the biggest flaw for most of the bad ones? They don't have an ending.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And if you write the ending and you have a punchy ending, it doesn't have to be knee-slappingly funny, but if you put an ending in there.
Yeah, that's what you need. Yeah.
Sorry.
You got to work backwards from the ending.
So anyway, getting back to
Barbarian's got a tremendous score on Rotten Tomatoes.
You mentioned the stars. Who's in the cast?
Well, Justin Long's in it, but more importantly,
I like him.
Long is really good at it.
Bill Skarsgård, who's the main gentleman, the villain.
Is he also in True Blood, or is that another Skarsgård?
I know
there's a lot
him.
Of Skarsgårds running around. You know?
I'm not a I mean,
but 92%
sounds like a table you buy at a.
Certified fresh,
store.
Mike.
You got to assemble it.
What's certified fresh?
Barbarian.
What a certified
on the
fresh?
Tomato meter.
Oh, that's a good thing if you're certified fresh.
So it's got a good number.
Yeah,
it's got
whoever
a good,
gave
good
you
score.
The recommendation, either your daughter.
I did. I did it on my own.
Taste. Great taste.
I did it on my own. And last night I did another new movie, which I'll talk about when I finish it.
Okay.
But boy, oh boy, it's terrific and it's brand new. And this time of year is just a feast. Hop on your streaming services because, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find stuff. They're starting to pop stuff all over it. A lot of the series have come back.
Has
that
anyone
we all know
watched
and love.
Wednesday?
No.
The Addams Family reboot about Wednesday.
No,
Addams.
They're really pushing it.
And it is the most watched, most binge show in the history of Netflix now. And I think that has to do with
do
the
like
Thanksgiving
drive.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to watch it because I like
I won't
the Addams
watch
Family.
That.
I'm not an Addams Family guy.
No.
More of a Munsters guy?
I'm not even a Munsters guy. It wasn't in my childhood. My parents wouldn't let me watch it.
Because it was too scary?
No, it just wasn't their thing. You remember, we had Univision forever.
I will say
Dos
this.
Dos Mujeres Un Camino is what I watched.
What?
About nostalgia.
Two women,
oh, yes.
Nostalgia for pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Last night on the news, and as we tape this, it is November 30th, 2022. I like to say that occasionally for people that might want to
just to remind
a little timestamp on the show so they know what we're talking about. Last night on the news, featured on the NBC Nightly News, a piece again. It seems like we've had 70 of them on the Christmas Story house.
Watched it.
I have really just about had my effing fill of A Christmas Story and all the BS around it. It is an adequately interesting and sweet film, and they've ruined it. There are so many people trying to squeeze a little blood out of that turnip.
It's not like the house is a character in the show. I mean, in the movie. It's just a house. I mean, it's not like, if you like, there are other houses that are more iconic than that one.
Like
certainly.
The Goonies house.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like every other year, somebody's selling that house.
Mm-hmm.
It's and then the guy that bought it turned it into a gift shop. And then they have the three fat people that are sitting in front of the tree in their bunny outfits going, you know, we watch the movie every year. Well, doesn't that make you special? You watch the movie every year.
It was
you stupid rube, like nobody else does.
It was
Jesus.
It was sold
Christ.
In 2004, 2010.
Wow.
It just keeps on being resold.
Thank you for backing that up. I had no idea. It's real.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I see these stories yes. every year.
Yes, yes, and yes.
And then,
yes,
you know,
yes.
you, and people.
And again in 2008, it looks like. And then now in 2022. 2022.
The Magic Box. And by the way, D.C., the D.C. area.
Yeah.
There's really, they're rare. Rare are the towns, the suburbs of Washington, where the Magic Box is more important, okay? My buddy Mark Silverstein used to work for the Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a show on there for a while. And somehow, this is back in the early days of Rachel Ray. He scored me tickets to go see Rachel Ray. I wasn't able to go to the show. I said, but he said, well, we've got a backstage thing if you want to do this. Oh, I'd love to do that. And we rolled down just for the backstage portion to meet Rachel Ray in Washington, D.C. A clusterfuck has never been created that was more, it was incredible. So many people, because she's on the Magic Box.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that line up outside the Christmas Story house don't do so because they saw it in a theater. They do so because it's on their little eat your Cheetos, pick your nose, scratch your ass Magic Box.
And it's on 24 hours straight, Mike. Remember that.
Well, that when they did that. I've watched it.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it. I love some of the characters. I think it's fun. But they've just tried to squeeze so much out of it. And so much of our pop culture, which I love. I love new. I love a new hot show. A Yellowstone is about as exciting as it gets. It's new. It's happening at that moment. Mm-hmm. And I think I've been on the planet long enough to really cherish something that is really well put together and deserves the credit. What I don't like is when something was really good when it first came out, a movie, a television show, and they just keep on banging the drum. The only thing for that is that if you do a television talk show and it goes on and on and on, it's fresh because you've got new material and new comedians and news. But these shows, like one of the greatest examples ever was The Brady Bunch.
I was just going to say it, yeah.
The Brady Bunch was milked as far. Before that, Gilligan's Island.
Yes, exactly.
Gilligan's Island, a garbage television show that was a throwaway. That was stupid, but slightly, and I mean with a three lines under the slightly amusing, and they just lingered.
I think,
lingered.
Mike, there's a common link there, and that is producer Sherwood Schwartz, who loved to reinvent and keep it in the mindset because it was a cash cow for him. Both shows.
But the also Love Boat had a great spinoff.
That
nobody
that?
Ever really gives enough credit to the Love Boat.
The Love Boat did?
Yes. Captain
what
was the Oscar, your subscription to Pornhub does not
sunset in 2014, but it still lives on in reruns.
Stabbing Cabin.
No, Captain Stabbing.
Captain Stabbing. And it's not a slasher film, Mike.
No, at least that would be, you know, that's what I like. If you're going to just
they
filth
never
it
wore
up.
Life jackets on that boat.
Really?
Filth it up. If you're going to filth it up, that's fine. But I do tell you, the Christmas Story piece that you saw on the news last night, it's like, you're right. It's constant. Yeah,
the guy in his skinny suit.
In his little, Riddler suit Christmas. Or whatever he's wearing that looks
and
like
wasn't
a
there
total
a,
dick.
Wasn't there a story earlier this week or last week about the kid that played Scott Farkas's Toadie was yelled at in front of the house?
Totally, is that who the actor was?
Yeah, totally
they
manufactured.
They had a clip of that on
totally manufactured event.
Speak.
Yeah. Right out of the Tom Hanks playbook.
Hey, is Toby? Oh, yeah, Toby was featured. Yeah, Toby was featured on that. But once again, it's the reboot of the show, and then the, you know, enough.
Yeah.
Enough. You know what I mean? I mean, it's crazy. When you go back and you look at some of the stuff we loved, 1964, I believe, you go back to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's about right.
Literally came of age. I mean, it came into our consciousness when I was the age where it's most appropriate.
Rob.
And, you know, and they pop that on every year. I'm all for that.
That's
stuff.
Fine.
Put it on.
You told
put the repeat on.
You told us the story that they had to add that additional scene to save the Misfit toys at the end.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's over the under the credits.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people.
Well,
wrote
what do you mean?
So
well, explain that.
There's
to me.
A
I'm
scene
not sure.
where there were. God, what's his name? The lion that runs the Isle of Misfit.
Everyone
Misfits.
Wants a toy.
They
and they need to be picked up by Santa. You're not allowed to stay on the island. A lot of the exclusivity and discrimination.
Yeah. So what they did is they added the scene under the credits of the Misfit toys being given out because people were worried that the Misfit toys were going to remain misfits.
Yeah.
And because of that, if I'm not mistaken, they had to cut another small sequence that explains why
that they were saved.
They were saved,
yes.
But because they added that, the reason that you
got to start again because I'm totally confused.
Okay, in the movie when they initially left
you mean the show,
in the show. When you were a kid, you're like, it's a movie. When you watch the show, the Misfit toys in the original show and the original version of the show that aired. For multiple years, the toys on the island of Misfit Toys were never saved.
They just stayed there.
They just leave the island.
Okay, so it was added later that Santa comes and picks them
correct.
Up.
Right. And then because of that, they had to cut
a
sequence.
They were never saved, I forgot that.
They had to cut a sequence where it's explained why Yukon Cornelius licks his pick every time he throws it. Because he's looking for the peppermint mine. And that's a subplot for him that was left on the floor. So they left in the fact that every time he puts his pick in the ice and licks it and says nothing, it's because he's looking for peppermint. But it's never explained, so now he just looks like a creep who licks his tools.
Yeah.
This is so
we
weird.
Know too much about this. No,
we do.
I didn't know that, though.
Yeah.
I always thought that he was like, you know, when you bite a diamond, you know what I mean? Or gold, or you check
sure
that.
It's genuine, but no.
It never really bothered me. In 60 years or 40 years or 30 years, whatever.
There is a long scene where he just kept licking a shovel.
40 years, it never bugged me.
Well, now you know why he licks it. He's looking for the peppermint mine.
Because he finds it. But did they squeeze in that peppermint thing at the end?
No, that was cut because they needed extra time.
Because wasn't it a half an hour?
No, it's an hour, but it's short. It's a short half an
There's
hour.
There's a lot
short
of licking
hour.
And Captain Stabbing, too, but you know what that's for.
Yeah, it's not
will
peppermint.
You stop it with the Captain Stabbing, too, please.
Captain Stabbing, too, is the sequel.
It's actually more of a novella.
An homage.
A series. Like a soap
I just think that a wonderful Christmas movie that became part of our pop culture has been... so exploited that they've now I look at it a little differently.
You know what? Really they can still generate new content. You are the one that brought to us the Kurt Russell movie a few years ago,
which was I mean that's good.
That was good
for because I expected it to be crappy.
Yeah, it
was. That was a good movie.
Yeah,
good movie.
Would you not agree? And I'm not trying to be a humbug because I'm planning on putting up some Christmas stuff today. Love the holiday season. I've got a 9-year-old. Nothing could be more fun. Love it. But wouldn't you agree that Christmas, when it comes to pop culture, when it comes to music, when it comes to television, when it comes to movies, is kind of a creative cop out. I mean, it's kind of an easy cop out. The song. Somebody throws out a Christmas album. You know that
we were
artist
listening
is probably
to Christmas
struggling.
Music yesterday. We were doing
right
that.
Christmas music from with Christmas hits.
Yes.
I'm talking about the artists that. Over the years, hundreds of them that have popped a Christmas
the
album.
Same 20 records,
they're garbage.
Just in a different order.
Like, everybody knows
even
them.
Even Bublé's isn't good anymore.
No. And he had a special on last night. Yeah, too early, Michael.
Like, I don't even.
Too early.
Do you?
Michael Bublé, was it a network?
Yeah, I believe it was NBC. I passed by it, yeah.
Do you struggle and be honest? Because I fake it for my nephew, niece, and any kids that are... you know, around me, which would be a 16-year-old, now a 13-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Right.
When I'm around them, like, I generally, my overall disposition is probably okay. I wouldn't say pleasant.
Really?
Isn't your disposition pretty static and unchanging throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's harsh. And
harsh. You brood.
I brood. Yeah, because there's
brood. You brood even on the show. There will be moments where you're not, and you're not brooding about anything that happened on the show. Yeah. I'll look at you towards the end of shows, and you're brooding.
Yeah, it's always during. It's always during Soundtown.
It's because it's the end of the show.
Yeah.
And he's thinking about his day. Yeah. And what his responsibilities are. Mm-hmm. And Rob will be over there breaking a sweat with his main segment of the show, and you'll be going,
It turns out, like we used to say, like C-3PO powering down.
Well, I'm not the only one. If you look at the analytics, the majority of America tunes out at that point. It's okay.
That's all right. So maybe I should try harder.
Well, that's every day.
Maybe I'm too focused on getting here on time.
That is true. You do that. I don't do that.
Do you fake it with your niece and nephews?
I do. Because I'm angry.
And his wife.
I'm angry.
What are you angry about?
I'm angry that, like, so my nephew got a, I hope you don't listen.
Oh, no, that's always good. Yeah. That's a great tease for me.
You lean forward and lick your lips when that happens.
All right. Fine. I'll say it. So all I'm worried about is if my nephew has to go to Georgetown, he's got to break off $50,000 a year or $60,000 a year for school, right?
Oh, Georgetown University. Yes.
You mean his parents do, or his he has to get a scholarship, or
you know, he's got straight A's. God bless him. But I also know college comes at a, like, it's not just the tuition. You know this, Mike. You know this, Rob. Like, there's a lot of other S that comes along, right?
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, why is it my business? And why is it my business to tell the world? I don't know, because I'm an a-hole. This is what I do for a living. I was concerned that my nephew would turn 16. They bought him a used vehicle like I had when I was younger. I got a hand-me-down vehicle. My sister and brother-in-law bought him a used vehicle.
What model of Mercedes?
It was a BMW, like X6 or whatever it could have been. Who knows? It was something that was very nice.
A used
really,
one.
Really great for a 16-year-old? Fantastic.
Yeah, great.
I never had a car.
When I was 15 and a half, my mom sold her car.
But she was a single mom.
She was. Yeah. But like still.
You had no family car?
No, she bought a new car, but she also sold the old one. And I thought, you know, timing was sort of right for her.
Did you think it was coming?
I sure did.
Oh, yeah. Greg.
You probably would have lost your virginity earlier if you had a car.
Yeah. Or my life. Nice. Yeah.
Life or virginity. It's the choice we all make. It's a choice we all make.
You know what? It's a coin flip many times.
God almighty. So I think about my days with those cars. Oh, my father.
So he's now like changing out the rims and souping it up and getting Apple CarPlay into it. And I want to have a big talk with him and say, what about college? Like, it's around the corner.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not a dad. I don't know like how to approach this, and I had a conversation with my sister.
Okay.
And so then I said, hey, like, not for nothing, but like, I remember having a car. I went to Track Auto and got the fake hubcaps and put them over my crappy wheels. Yeah. Like, and they would roll off every time I took a sharp turn.
They were plastic, but shiny.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me see. And not that you didn't articulate it well. I have to just recap it and make sure I understand. So what your concern is that your nephew is a little too concerned with this vehicle at 16 and perhaps not looking at the slightly larger picture of buckling down for future success.
Too much focus on the here and now and not the future.
Yes.
Mm. Is he a good student?
He's a great student, though it's easy to derail. You know this.
It's very easy to derail. Oh, yeah, of course. I watched kids in college derail. I've seen it in high school, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell him, I said, look out for the dream killers. That's the first thing I've told him. I said, you got to watch out, right?
Okay. That's a different subject.
Don't put the pee on the pedestal.
Oh, I thought you were referring to yourself.
Dream killers.
And if you're wondering what that is, please look it up.
I don't know if it's in the news. I don't think I put it in there, but Kim Kardashian settled a divorce.
I saw that number.
And the dream, she is dead.
So I bet you Ye would like that Benziaga deal back. Jesus.
I bet he'd like that used BMW.
Yeah. So
you want to talk to her because you're concerned that the nephew.
I don't want his weekends turning into let pimp my ride. Like, let's soup up my car, you know?
Right.
Yeah. You're worried about that because that can be kind of lead to other things, you know,
well,
Fast
just-
and Furious, unwanted pregnancies, all sorts of things can come. Look, I think that environment.
Yes.
You know, it's the environment.
So who wants that?
I've got it with
holidays.
A 9-year-old with video games.
Yeah.
That is his world. There's nothing in the world that I can do to curb his enthusiasm.
You can cut the
for
cord.
That. I've got I don't want to. Because they're all doing it.
He's
and,
a baby. Yeah.
And he plays 1, 2, 3, well, 3 active sports. He has straight A's so far. Yeah, not much to say in third grade, but getting 100s on his test tells me the other day that his grammar exams that he has, his little test, that he is not just number one in his class. He's number one in the entire third grade.
Oh,
and to express
kids
himself well is wonderful. So yeah, anyway,
he said, "Dad, I ain't failed yet."
I could have learned a thing or two
it
from
is
him.
Absolutely not your place.
No, it's not.
But I rage out if you do.
I internally rage out.
Oh, you see it when you're around them at Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yes,
you
or I
see
hear
that.
About it on the FaceTime call.
You're going
like,
out there, right? Aren't you blasting out there for the holiday?
The 14th, I'll be doing shows from L.A. for 2 weeks. So
Los Angeles Oscar is my favorite Oscar,
and
I like it's the quiet Oscar.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And also he chooses his background. It's choose a background Oscar.
Yeah. So, but you're out there. Your involvement in your nephew's life is more significant than a lot of uncles, I believe. You were out there. You basically had a hand in raising him.
You've had him in your life
for quite a bit.
I slept next to his crib for the first 7 months of his life.
Okay.
And
you've
would wake up.
You've been involved.
And nurse him.
Really?
On my teat.
No, you would
no wonder he's so thin.
My sister was sleeping. He was always hungry.
Yeah, well, I would too if I had a dry well.
Now, I know how you roll. That's gross. You, Oscar Santana. All right.
I'm so sorry.
That's so nasty.
It is. Oh, but it shows compassion and empathy is what it does.
Oh, God, that's nasty.
Ow! he's teething.
Have you seen any behavior changes since this car was acquired? When did he get the car?
A month ago.
Oh, so this is brand new.
Brand new.
So you're not there. You haven't been an eyewitness to it.
No, but I get the FaceTime updates. He FaceTimes me. He's like, hey, look at this sweet new system I got into my car. I'm like, oh, that's great. He goes, yeah, I spent all day installing it. And I said...
Like, yeah, see, that's not bad. I don't mind that.
You see, and that's
developing a skill.
SAT prep.
16?
Yeah, it's about right time.
It's go time.
But there has to be something in you that makes you proud that he installed it himself.
I expect no less. Oh. I expect no less.
I
but
see.
Don't take 6 hours doing it, and don't stand there. You know,
not your place.
With your hips on your...
Go out.
On your hips and...
Observe. Yes. Go out, ask questions, and then just vent it here. Because you don't want to disrupt your family.
I got a link for a Balenciaga. Is that how you say it, right?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking
T-shirt,
about.
For my niece for Christmas.
So your brother-in-law, Dr. Giggles.
Yes.
does he share the parental... thoughts of you and your brother Jose?
My brother, Dr. Giggles, brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
He is working so much. He's not. He's just always working.
So he's not. There's not a hammer in that house.
No. Because he's working. There's an ATM machine in that house, but you know.
I get it. Yeah. So you feel with that level of participation that perhaps you need to. Assist a little bit.
I like to be the cold bucket of water.
Talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Could you talk to your brother-in-law about it?
Yeah, I could.
No, not the brother-in-law. Talk to the nephew.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't burden the, because if you talk to the father, certainly as a father, if I had, you know, my sister talk to me about how I was parenting my kids, I'd be absolutely pissed.
She never did that?
No, she did a lot of other things.
She ever give you advice on your marriages?
No, I wish they had, actually. I wish I'd gotten more input. There was a lot of Live and Let Live.
There was a lot of that going on. Little Michael.
Yeah. She did one thing. There was one moment with her where I was out of a relationship and really, I mean, there's beating yourself up and then there's taking a bat to yourself.
Yeah, I was
beating the crap out of myself. And she burst into tears, dropping me off at the train.
Aww.
And saying, you know, you are a good guy. I wish you just knew what kind of good guy you really were. And I'll never forget that because she doesn't do it. I mean, when somebody doesn't do that ever and you see that, it's, you know.
Should she have been driving if she was that drunk?
Also,
stop.
Yeah, I know. That's
horrible. Picture Mike like on a old-timey platform with the steam engine going choo-choo, choo-choo.
Reading a letter with the rain.
Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson was there with the other Western desperados as she dropped me off at the old steam train in town back in the 1860s. Jesus, we got to take a break, you asses.
But that was very nice of Kathy to do that.
Yeah, what's with your voice today?
It's a little dry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, a little dry.
You sound like, yes, Mr. Douglas, Rob.
Today's show is a tribute to Pat Buttram.
Yeah, we will be, today it sounds like it's a tribute to puberty. We'll be taking a break and coming right back with the homepage on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, class, settle down. It's story time. Today I'm going to read you the story of The Hungry Bolivian by Amy Tinker. Oscar was a very hungry Bolivian. He was so hungry that on Monday he ate...
Bang, bang, chicken wrap.
Three soft tacos.
Grapes and granola.
Green bean casserole.
I got the gobbler bowl.
And then on Tuesday he had...
Taco Bell. Bean burrito.
Fanta.
Fufu berry.
May I just set the table?
Burrito and chips.
Vegan cinnamon roll.
Chipotle Mexican grill.
Wednesday and Thursday he was still hungry because he's never, ever full.
I'm never, ever full.
So he ate...
Pineapple cream.
Stuffing.
Watermelon soda.
Snacks.
I bit my tongue.
Pure cane sugar.
Extra sour black cherry.
I can't wait.
If you're hungry for laughs, get a delicious subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the link at Mike O'Mara Show today and bon appetit, ass.
I'm still hungry.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. As the inflation numbers go, so do mortgage interest rates. The recent dip in inflation, you know, it saw mortgage rates go down again as well, which is great. People get excited about that. You see how it works? They teach you that here. All right. Brad? But what does this mean to you? Well, according to my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, this is a great time to buy a home. This higher rate environment has led to less competition for buyers and better deals now versus last year. To be honest with you, the housing market is a little screwy around the world. You need somebody to navigate it. You need experts. Cornerstone First Financial, they got them. They'll help you navigate this housing market, which is a little crazy in certain areas, not crazy in others. History proves home prices will hold and ultimately increase through and after recessions. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you because they are the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial and do it today, ladies and gentlemen. We love them. We've been dealing with them. They were in our old building where the Podville Media headquarters was. Cornerstone First Financial. Call them at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and just try to keep it in your pants, Rob Spiewak. We start with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Look, I know you don't trust him, and I know you think he does everything to market his movies, but this appears to be on the surface all good.
All right.
For a good cause.
All right.
So I need you to be less cynical and think about
the
good
holiday.
He's doing.
It's the holidays.
Tom Hanks just launched a packaged goods company called Hanks, H-A-N-X, for our troops. He's giving 100% of its profits to organizations that provide aid to U.S. military veterans and their families. The first product is coffee. It comes in three different flavors. Tom's Morning Magic Blend, First Class Joe, and Sergeant Peppermint. You can buy all three flavors in pods, while First Class Joe is available in grounds, and Joe and Morning Magic Blend are available as coffee sticks. Tom said, quote, "By choosing our coffee, you help support those who choose to commit their time and efforts in defense of our liberties for the good cause that is the American way. Every penny of profit says thank you to them. We owe them our gratitude." Eh? With a question mark after the A.
That's very good that he's doing that, and super good that he got his name in every variety of that coffee.
Tax shelter.
Is there a movie coming out anytime soon?
Always. There's always a movie coming out. There's a one coming out that I saw a preview for where he plays a cranky man in a neighborhood.
Okay.
There are other companies that do this.
Yeah.
They just don't give all the profits because they're not Tom Hanks.
And also, I don't care for the H-A-N-X thing. He did that with his Hanks Writer typing app. It's H-A-N-K-S, Tom. You're not fooling anybody, jackass.
You're up. All right, that was minor.
And Merry Christmas.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have settled their divorce.
Yay.
They're
insincere clap.
They're sharing joint custody of the kids and will have equal access to them, but it's likely they'll spend most of their time with their mother, like they already do. Kanye will fork over $200,000 in child support monthly. And $200,000.
Get off cheap.
Wow.
He's responsible for half of their security and educational needs. Neither of them will receive spousal support. The division of their assets was already agreed to in their prenup. Kim and Kanye started dating in 2012, got married in 2014. Kim fled. Kim fled for divorce in February of 2021, and so there it is. There they are. Isn't that exciting?
What a fall from grace.
Truly.
Right. Then next thing you know, he's in Frederick, Maryland at a diner.
Yeah, what was up with that?
He was writing his alimony checks.
Gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, alimony is rehabilitative. It helps the mother move on. I am all for it.
Is it alimony? Child support, right? How does it work?
Alimony. Kind of the same thing.
Palimony is when you're still friends, right?
Child support and alimony kind of go together.
Yeah. Is it tax deductible?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's nice.
Interesting. Yeah, some alimony
not
is tax
so bad.
Deductible.
Yeah.
I don't know about the child support thing. It was a long time ago. They're rebooting Is Easy Rider, the 1969 flick featuring Dennis Hopper, Peter Fonda, and Jack Nicholson. I'm not that big a fan of that movie.
Not a great movie.
I thought it was a cultural,
it's more important cultural, but it's not a great movie. That's the problem.
Yeah, what is for you? Ernest Saves Christmas? Is that what?
No, Mike, A Christmas Story Christmas is a great movie.
They took a motorcycle ride through the Southwest to New Orleans, funded by money from a cocaine deal and aided by various substances. The reboot will be updated for modern times. One of the producers says, quote, "Our goal is to build upon the counterculture and freedom narrative the original left us with." God, it sounds like you're in a movie executive's office.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give the youth of today a film that pays serious attention to their own countercultures and challenges. So that's that. I don't know how big a film in even my consciousness that movie is. Maybe people a little older than me might have remembered
it's worth watching.
I think, like, the Fast and the Furious is our common day, like our cultural Easy Rider, right?
I suppose. I am not a fan of those either.
Remember Wild Hogs with John Travolta?
Great film.
And William H. Macy.
Yes, thank you.
Here are 10 cars, trucks, and SUVs that are most like, this is just straight, factual, to the point. 10 cars, trucks, and SUVs likely to last a quarter of a million miles.
Wow.
According to the study. Number 10, a Toyota Highlander can get you 245,000 miles.
Is that what your mom drives?
She drives a McLeod.
Oh, a McLeod named after Dennis Weaver?
Highlander.
Number 9 is another Toyota. A Toyota Avalon can get you 246,000 miles.
Avalon, my mom had one forever.
Yeah, you cut the tweaky.
Honda Ridgeline, 249,000. Chevy Tahoe, 250,000.
Mm-hmm. Liars.
What's that?
Liars.
Well, you put yours down.
No. Didn't burn that down. Burned down the Chrysler.
Sorry.
A Toyota Prius. Another Toyota. Wow.
Forever.
1% of them hit 250,000 miles. GMC Yukon XL, 252,000.
Same as a Tahoe, though. Yeah.
The GM cars, they're tanks. A lot of them, you see a lot of them still on the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toyota Tundra. Another Toyota.
Yeah.
Toyota dominates this, and I think that's significant. 256,000 for that pickup. A Chevy Suburban. It's Chevy and Toyota, guys, all the way. 266,000 miles. A Land Cruiser from Toyota. 280,000 miles. And a Toyota Sequoia.
Yes.
1% of them make it at least 297,000 miles.
Yeah.
That, to me, ladies and gentlemen, tells you what cars, if you want a car to last...
Yeah.
what you should be getting.
Mike, the new Sequoia. Not in the market. I just happened to see one. Beautiful.
What about the Ford Fiesta? Was that at 11? Just off the list?
The one I drove?
That's the one.
The one I drove way, way back when. Traded the Plymouth Satellite Sebring in for it. That my dad and I left it running.
It's an unfortunate trade.
Left it running outside the trailer where they were selling the used cars because we were worried we couldn't get it started again.
I've done
that. God rest your soul, Papa. I remember doing that.
I had a car that, you know, they always say turn your engine off when you're getting gas. You don't have to.
No.
Not if there's any danger of it not starting again.
Oh, you do it at my Costco or they'll arrest you.
I was looking to rent a car in LA, so I went on Turo because I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay the.
You've used them before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You rent it from a stranger. It's a sweaty handshake.
Yeah, it's a sweaty handshake and a suspect.
The Ford Fiesta was $45 a day, and I sat there and I said, "Well, it's LA. It's no big deal." My sister said, "You want to be on those highways in a Fiesta?"
Yeah, you don't.
I said, "No,
you don't.
No.
By the way, rental cars, at least when I was checking them for next summer,
pricey
better than it was six months ago.
Better, good,
right?
Yeah,
a lot better.
That little
rent the Adobe, the fun little car that's made out of clay,
made out of
a
delightful
smart car,
red
$55 a day.
Yeah, not bad. But all I know is that we had that period of time when." I wasn't going to do it.
And Wyoming was probably probably $300 a day going.
Yeah.
Right.
It was incredible. So things have changed on that count. Ooh. You hear a lot about inflation, but not as it applies to some, at least my most, and I'm talking last week, I did a search for rental cars. I already reserved one.
Speaking of inflation, I'm sorry to drop this right here, but we're talking cars. How's your tire?
9 pounds of pressure when I got off the show yesterday.
But did you call the service, the roadside service?
I didn't call roadside assistance. I called the dealership.
Yep. Oh, okay.
And that's a whole. You know what? I'll tell you after the news.
Okay,
I'll
please
tell you
do. Please
what
do.
My latest
good
with
follow-up.
That.
I was worried about
in,
you.
In the Rob Spiewak, that's how they get you category. And,
they always
wonderful.
Do.
I love this story. About 200 people ice fishing on a frozen Minnesota lake had to be rescued Monday. After a chunk of ice they were on broke off and drifted away.
Oh, no.
Police received a 911 call around 11:30 a.m. or so from Upper Red Lake in North Beltrami County. First responders found the anglers.
It gets so cold up there.
Oh, it's real cold then. About 30 yards, so that's it then. End of story.
But he didn't say thank you.
He didn't say thank you. I said, well, I don't know, kind of a funny looking fella. They were about 30 yards into the open water. This was a huge piece of ice.
Yeah.
They used a drone and found a section of ice close enough to the floating piece that a temporary bridge could be constructed for some of the fishermen to cross back to safety. Others were too far out on the ice to even realize what had happened. They were contacted via cell phone, airboats, water rescue boats, and ATVs eventually got everyone to safety.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
There we go.
Just funny looking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So you're telling me you were on the far end of the ice then? Didn't even know it broke loose?
Well, how about that? Did you catch anything? Yeah, I got a nice pike. And now a little something-something.
Oh, okay.
During an argument early... am I playing that? Or
no,
you?
It was Ice Ice Baby for the
Ice
Sport.
Ice Ice Baby. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Usually right in the middle of the story would be spot on with that.
That's what you would prefer from now on?
If you can pull that.
Yeah,
fingers.
Sure.
During an argument early Thanksgiving morning, a Florida man threw a sex toy at his girlfriend, leaving the woman with a bruise on her torso. Investigators say 45-year-old Christopher Pacito and the 33-year-old victim were inside a room at what sounds to me like a fine place to go for a vacay.
Yeah.
The Sun Island Motel in St. Petersburg around 4:40 a.m.
Sounds very nice.
Yeah, 4:40 a.m. Nothing bad can happen at that hour.
No.
A verbal argument turned violent. Pacito was packing his suitcase to leave the room when he began throwing the victim's items out of the luggage. During the process, the woman told police he hit her with a sex toy on her torso, leaving a bruise. Pacito reportedly admitted to throwing items, but does not recall which ones. He is 6'2", he is 300 pounds, and cops say he was under the influence of alcohol.
Oh, dear.
He was arrested. But Cheeto is a professional engineer. A pro. He's a professional guy. And he lives in Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't arrest him. What they don't know about down here, throwing a sex toy in Fort Myers is actually a sport right down here where I live. Yeah, we have leagues. We actually have leagues that...
JV?
Well, no, not JV. You go right to the main league.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, Wednesday night. It's the big dildo throwing competition. Anyway, we have to take
the money shot put.
Yes, the money shot.
Stop it.
No, there he is. Thanks for that, Ichabod. We'll take a break and come back in a little bit.
Who is the captain now?
Hi.
Ichabod.
Rob Spiewa.
Excuse me. Can I have the attention of the audience for 1 second? Hi, kids. You see, now he's real skinny, but he used to be fat. He works with Pony, but he calls him Matt. He raps on the podcast about this and that. Adjusts the thermostat with a baseball bat. I don't know. What the f*** was Rob thinking with that every night drinking? Nearly killed his liver swimming in a vodka lemonade river. Thinking about it makes me shiver. I'm talking about Spiewak. Now he's on the right track, but here comes the blowback. So you're a big spender. Use the show shopping center. Click the banner to order. Get yourself a recorder. MichaelMaraShow.com is the website to click on. Let's troubles be bygone. The conclusion is foredrawn. What time does the show come on?
Don't forget, shop online through the TMOS portal by clicking the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. A little something for you and a little something for them. Click it now, you fools.
Hi.
My name is...
My name is
Rob
Spiewak.
Hi.
That's Twitch's daughter that's on that.
Yeah,
Eileen.
She's great.
Eileen's
great.
Wonderful.
Eileen Riddell.
It's Eileen Riddell. What's your real name, Rob? You know the names,
Rachel,
don't you?
Rachel.
Sammy. Rachel.
I thought her name was Reagan.
No, it's not. No, that's Regan, and that's the
Reagan.
Exorcist.
Reagan, we're going to have a conversation.
That's much too vulgar of a show, Riddell.
And loosen these straps.
What's wrong with us?
That's our friend's daughter, for God's sakes.
If this is annoying you, this is going to be all the way through the holidays.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't get better.
No need to stress over the holidays this year. Dadgrass now is something for everyone. Tis the season to indulge, so let Dadgrass help you chill out and enjoy the Yuletide ride. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. They are 100% organic pre-rolled joints and flower, and they're very low in THC and high in CBD. Did I say that right, Rob? I mean, you wrote this.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. They're 100% organic pre-rolled joints and flower.
Yeah.
Are very low in
CBD. Oh, his tincture is here.
There it is.
On
that's
demand.
Not a tincture. That's not a tincture. That's an eyedropper.
But that's a tincture
in
there.
It's called a tincture.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And you put it under your tongue.
Like you literally just.
I have this.
Look, here goes.
And then there's nothing in here because I'm working.
Yeah. But just like that.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, those gummies.
Oh, yeah. You've got the gummies.
Oh, Mike. Not only are they tasty, they're effective.
That's the good time gummies. You share that with your family?
Yeah. Good time gummies.
You can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head.
Yep. Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, get involved.
Yeah, commit.
Now, this is the good time formula.
Yeah, the good time. Yeah. You don't have anything to do today, do you?
He has to have a good time.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and he has to fix that hole.
On the show.
That hole.
Yeah, you do it. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that dosage isn't going to touch him.
Two?
No, don't take two. That's good enough. That's good enough for now.
That's just you. Yeah. You're just.
If you got to do something.
Greasing the tracks there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be all right.
Hold on.
What's he doing? Mike has just had a dad.
Hello, Alex. That's the Jimmy Gutowski story.
Ready for a good time?
Amazingly fast.
Hey, they don't get these commercials with any other podcast.
No. It really does help. It's helped me sleep for a long time.
Oh, the sleepy ones are amazing.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
You can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head.
Come back.
Try their CBD tincture drops. Oscar was showing you those. Mm-hmm. Newly launched gummies, which I just showed you, in flavors like blackberry, ginger, good time hibiscus, lime, and nighttime midnight berry. Chill out without getting stoned. Plus, Dadgrass didn't forget your furry friends. They also just released CBD dog bones, so everyone in the house can enjoy. Whether you're looking
Look
for
Santos.
A new buzz.
He's passed out.
He is.
Fruity. Very good.
He loves it.
A new buzz, chill way to enjoy an old favorite. Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. It's out of sight. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. And we thank them for being a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob was asking me about my car.
Yeah, because you had a slow leak yesterday.
No, the slow leak turned into be a big one. And so the only guy, my primary role with that car a lot of times is dropping off and picking up my
car. Well, because for those, may I give a little tutorial, Mike, because I've been down this road before.
Okay.
When you lease a vehicle, they take care of all the big things. Like, so you don't have to deil with that. You still got to pay for the oil change and the services, yada, yada,
yada. Gasoline.
Fine.
Right.
But what did you have to pay for within your lease?
I am waiting. Yesterday, I see that there is 9 pounds of pressure in my tire.
It's almost nothing.
And when you have a PSI of 36.7, you realize you got problems. This is not like a little slow leak. This is leaking from the time I went to my doctor's appointment yesterday until I came out.
You're at 25%. That's no good.
Not going to work. My wife goes down and is washing a face yesterday. So I tell her, when you're done, I'll let you know if you have to pick up Michael or I do. So I text her. I said, I lost all this pressure. Even during a doctor's visit, you got to go pick up my son. Mm-hmm. Now, prior to that, it was after that.
Isn't then I began the real. Son?
Our son. Yeah. Yes. Did I say my son?
Yes.
Thank you. You're right. That was very, very, very
Carrie
selfish.
Does that a lot. My kids, my bedroom, my house. I call her on it.
It's all right, though.
It's our time, Mr. Hand.
Yeah, it is. Mr. Han.
Isn't this our time, Mr. Hand? You know, look, I have to say something about our fine sponsor.
Dadgrass.
They work very quickly.
Of course.
Yeah.
With that. So getting back to the whole thing, I began the journey of finding out about the tire very early. So they tell me, I call the dealership first and I said, I've got a leak in the right rear, the left rear, and I need to get it in ASAP because this is showing me severe leakage in the tire. So I said, can you repair or replace this tire? I said, well, we don't. And out of hand, the guy says, we don't repair. We only replace.
Yeah, that's where the money is.
I thought that too, Rob. Instantaneously, I'm saying to myself, of course they don't. Then I call, I said, well, if they don't repair, maybe I'll call just a Johnny's Tire Shop. It's a leased car. Who gives a rat's ass?
And this is where you miss llantas usadas.
Yes, God, you used to live in a world of tires.
Yeah, I'm big on tires. I'm not a skimper when it comes to tires. I believe that you got to be safe when it comes to your tires. So I call these tire places, but I will deal with a patch. I will deal with a repair. There are plenty of things that do.
What safe I find light out, repair, safe light replace.
What I find out. Can I finish, please?
I'm sorry. We're talking too much. Do you have a gummy?
I don't have a gummy. I wish I had one.
Just trying to. I've lost my train of thought.
No, we're the a-holes. You're trying to get a tire deal.
Yes. You call the tire place. Yeah. Sorry.
You know, it's your only appreciable skill.
What's that?
Interrupting me.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Today. Today, that's what you bring, you know, sounds for the, you know, for my closing, you know, which I'd love to have every day. I have to remind, you know, but this, never miss. I think this is the Dadgrass kicking in on me right now.
It might be. You know?
Right. I've completely forgotten. What do you have?
No. You want to get the sidewall fixed.
We got to know.
How did you miss a cliffhanger?
Yeah, you said you
No. You don't deserve this story.
Ow. You said that you called the tire.
Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Okay. What I was going to say. You had lost.
Safe flight.
We had lost our train of thought.
Steve Carell interrupt.
So the dealership, would not replace.
No, no, no. This is your. I'm done. My story's over. It's not. And it's not interesting. It's better to. No, I'll finish.
Please.
Please.
What?
Please Hello? Finish.
What?
The tire store. You called a tire place. The dealership wasn't giving you satisfaction.
All right. They don't repair the tires I have because when Carla got this car leased, they are called, I wrote it down, run flat tires. Have you had those tires?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I don't know why they don't repair them, but they don't repair, like three tire crappy tire places said they don't repair run flat tires. They've and I want to know why.
They've got an inner cookie. That's not like it's just not worth repairing. You're not gonna get
beautiful.
You're not. Well, first you should know that you will be able to drive roughly 50 miles on these things in case you're in the middle of nowhere. You're in a populated city, so you don't care about that. You just want to know that you can get it repaired. The inner cookie and the run flats don't allow for the conventional repairs of a regular tire.
Is it like
to
a two layer tire?
Yes.
Okay. I see. Has an inner like layer.
Yeah, it's got filling, just like donuts.
After four calls to repair places, I called back the dealership, and of course, they didn't have it in stock. They're ordering it, and they are going to call me by 2 p.m. today when they expect it to come in to see if I can get it done by the end of day, which I think is 4 or 5 o'clock. So my whole day, I'm trapped. Carless, and then I'll put a little air in the tire.
Are you That's allowed it. To replace just one? Because a lot of times they'll make you repair two tires to make it a pair so they have even wear.
I have no idea. I sure as they didn't say anything about that when I ordered the tire.
Okay. It's even worse if you have a car with all-wheel drive. A lot of times they'll make you replace all four of them.
I don't know. I do know one thing.
What's that?
That tire is not as well made as these dadgrass gummies.
They're very good.
Papa Mau Mau, and I am not exaggerating.
Right? Yeah.
That's why I'm the show, if you'll notice, after I did the bit on interruptions, has slowed down enormously, but it's okay because we're up on another break, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we truly
are.
You seem happier.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Anyway, we'll take a little break and come back with, boy.
Nicholas.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Super.
Yep.
Hey, gang. It's Twitch in the kitchen. Now that it's full-on fruitcake season, we're gearing up in the TMOS Commercial Bakery to start cranking out these delicious Rob's Bee Wax signature fruitcakes. And today I want to introduce you to our newest TMOS Keebler elf that'll be helping us do all the baking in the big hollowed-out oak tree. It's legendary AC/DC lead guitarist Angus Young. Angus brings that great rock star energy to the kitchen that'll really help us crank out these incredible fruitcakes this year.
Ooh, baby!
Problem is, Angus is only about 3.5 feet tall, and Rob's already stepped on him 4 times.
I got nightlight!
More brown sugar, Angus!
Yay!
Hells, bells, go to MikeOMaraShow.com and order your fruitcake today. They're only available for a limited time, so get them now or you'll miss out for another entire year.
Fire!
Rob, you're standing on Angus again!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. 3 days, by the way. You got 3 days for fruitcakes.
That's all.
3 days.
3 days. So please get your fruitcake. It supports the show. We would really appreciate it. They go into the kitchens on Saturday, right?
Saturday,
Rob,
we'll be there, yeah.
World Cup Saturday.
What's that?
World Cup Saturday. By the way, USA all the way.
Oh, we'll talk about that coming up here. Your cold weather routines are in full swing, and your schedule is getting busier. But that's okay, because Freshly is here to help everybody. Freshly takes care of your weekly meal prep. You're going to love it. Satisfying dishes delivered straight to your door. Get started today, and you'll get $140 off your first 5 orders. That's over a month of nutritiously portioned meals, all without the shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleanup. Freshly fits your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. Choose from their signature collection or try their many gluten-free, dairy-free, and plant-based options, as well as carb and calorie-conscious favorites. Oscar loves Freshly, too. He is loving the savory sweet chicken teriyaki bowl. Wow. And it's ready in 3 minutes. Yum. Revamp your routine this fall with Freshly and save now for a limited time. Order today and get $140 off your first five orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. That's Freshly.com/TMOS for $140 off your first five orders. Freshly. .com/TMOS for $140 off your first five orders. Before we talk about football internationally, let's talk about football in America, ladies and gentlemen. And let's bring the man in with his very special World Cup backdrop. Wow. Nikki Diamond, you're at the, it looks to me like you may be in Qatar.
Cutter, that's how we
Cutter,
call it,
sorry about right? that. Yes, Cutter,
us
yeah.
Us locals, yes. The Middle East, God's
nice
country.
Glasses,
nothing
by
bad
the
ever
way.
Happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, new glasses, Nikki?
You got new glasses
yes,
there?
That's the thing they're doing here. I couldn't find my sunglasses. Anyway, so yes, Tuesday, what do we have?
You going out to the shooting range after the show? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You go no, ahead. I need to work on the. It's, you know, when you're traveling as much as I do, Mike, you tend to leave things: the chargers, cell phone, debt. You leave them behind.
Yeah, aviators.
You leave yes. them behind. That is just a yes. beautiful. My favorite would be the biplane that's in the middle of the flying around
just
the stadium.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Mike. I'll give you a yellow card if you keep up this attitude.
There you go. I love he's topical,
to the
baby.
Great game of soccer. Go USA. Yes.
Yes. yes.
Beat our longtime rival in sports, Iran. Yes.
Yes. yeah. Yes, our longtime bitter rival.
We fought for democracy.
Yes, yes. That's awesome. All those times that we've faced them in basketball and track and field, the great sprinters from Iran, but we always win. Yes, we did.
Do you have, Nikki, do you have World Cup fever?
I do have World Cup fever. You know, Netherlands, I don't pick it. Is it the Dutch or the Netherlands? I don't like that, so just pick one thing. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. You know what I like about the World Cup? I like the fact that it's 5 a.m. and you could be drinking and watching and betting on sports. That's a beautiful thing.
That is a beautiful thing.
Thanksgiving, what a great day. 5 a.m., 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., noon, it's football.
It's
4 p.m. football, 9 p.m. football, midnight, the table tennis.
I love it.
Korea. It's amazing, baby. What a time to be alive. God bless this world.
Mike and Nikki, Nikki's highlighting it now, but most people don't realize this, that there's a moratorium for the entire World Cup, like the span of the World Cup, that bars in D.C. that are showing the World Cup are open 24 hours a day, and they can serve 24 hours a day.
So they made the exception yes. to serve alcohol. Yes. Wow, that's special. Mm-hmm. I like
that.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. All right, well, Nikki, can we get back? Yes, go ahead. What?
Two goals in three games. You need alcohol to make it a little more exciting, Mike.
You sure do. I'll give you that. That's for sure. Gets nervous at the end, though. Well, let's talk about our football. Let's do that, because you know what? There is a big game coming up this weekend that I'm really interested in your take, because I kind of think it's do or die for my guys, Mr. Nikki.
Yes, a little reality check for the Giants recently, but perhaps, Mikey, there's about to be a reality check for the Washington Commanders.
Ooh.
They've won 6 of 7.
Mm-hmm.
Are they a great team? Because that's what great teams do. They win 6 of 7. I say they're not a great team. They're a good team with Taylor Heineke. Nice guy. Love to hang out at the bar. But he's a backup, and occasionally a backup will reveal themselves as being a backup. I say the Giants bounce back and beat the Commanders this week and get back on the winning side, baby.
I hope so.
You happy,
I hope
Mike?
So. I am happy. Well, maybe. Yeah, I hope so.
Don't
I'm glad you're picking
up the card again, Mike.
I'm sorry. There it is. There it is.
I like how the card sometimes disappears.
The green screen.
Yeah.
Red card for you, Spurlock. Red card for you. Don't like the attitude.
He's prepared. Oh, God, I love that. Wow.
Offside. Bermuda boy, offside. Nobody knows what it means.
This is awesome. Offside. Yeah, I don't. That's for sure. Wow.
Anyway, oh yes, football. That's why.
Okay, how are you? Okay, very good.
Michigan beating Ohio State 2 years in a row.
Love
will
that.
Let down versus Purdue. I say no, they won't. The Wolverines. Harbaugh, that madman, that crazy guy. They're gonna blow out Michigan, win by 20 plus, Big Ten title game.
Wow.
Go to the playoffs. Some good games this weekend. Dolphins, Niners, two great teams. San Francisco, Mike, four straight games, no points allowed in the second half.
Amazing.
Well, they've been playing bad offenses, not the Miami Dolphins. Tua, who knew, right? Waddle, they got Tyreek Hill. They're getting 4 points. I say they cover the spread. Bet on the Dolphins.
Agree with
how
that
about
one.
That's Thursday night, Jimmy Cerrito, Patriots, Bills. Bills, I mean,
what
at
happened?
Some point, play great. You're not playing great. You're playing good. It's not good. It's not good enough to cover the spread against New England. New England keeps that close. Take the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, in a must-win game. The Titans at the Eagles. The Titans getting 5.5. They're going to run the ball with your fantasy player of the week. Yes, the Sklid Derm Glow, Skin Glow Gang. Glow me the money. Give me Derrick Henry to pound the ball. Pound the ball, the Eagles. They'll cover that spread. Speaking of soccer, my favorite, the person that glows the most to me is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
That's a gorgeous man, baby. Yes, he is. Gorgeous man. Go.
He can't. His condenser mic is.
Welcome, Beaver. We're drinking. Go, USA. Oh, my God. I'm so loud. Okay, record for myself.
Record for himself. Jesus.
Wow.
Lots of technology there with that particular. We're up on a break. So we
got a break.
One thing about real quick about World Cup soccer before we go to this break. Yeah. I just want to say my two soccer pet peeves, Oscar Santana.
Yes.
Please, less of the faking it with the injuries.
Oh, the
please,
flopping.
Please stop. I hate it. It's part of the game I can't stand. And don't like not knowing when the game ends. I'm okay with the referee being the only guy that knows how much real time is left. But when it happens, Jesus Christ, set off an air horn or something.
There should be a graphic that comes onto the screen that says,
game over. Amen. There, we're agreed. All right, now we can go to break. Now, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Like
we
Pac-Man.
Will come back with the Mickey D's gold card.
Yes.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And thanks to Nikki Diamond. Keep bringing the special effects, Nikki. That's absolutely wonderful. Computers kind of cut out your sound if it's too loud, though. We'll be right back.
And now, some sentimental thoughts from the mind of Oscar Santana. Feelings.
It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder.
I'm not a smart man.
It's going to get harder, and it's going to get worse.
Keeping it real, real dumb.
When it gets harder, you get going.
Are you stupid or something?
I mean, it might be worse now, but it's going to get harder.
Stupid is a stupid does.
You're a dummy.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of comedy and thought-provoking insights every week. And while ordering the TMOS Bonus Show is as easy as clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, rest assured, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse. I mean, when it gets harder, you get going. May never be the same, but it will get harder. Order now.
I have to tell you, we're having so much fun on the show lately. I'm losing my place every day. Just too much show. From the first moment we saw a pair of Rothy's, we said, wow, those are cool looking shoes. Then we tried them on, immediate comfort. When we found out that they're made with 100% recycled materials, we were sold. So listen up. Rothy's first ever Black Friday archive event is happening through November 30th, which is today. Get deep discounts on items that rarely get marked down. Save big on shoes and bags, including favorites like the driving loafer, sneakers, boots, and more. Whether you're shopping for yourself or someone you love, this Black Friday sale cannot be missed, everybody.
Great deals.
I saw Oscar shopping on the site yesterday.
I bought some shoes for my brother and brother-in-law. Wonderful.
Shop quick. These sales won't last long. And if you're looking for a great gift this holiday, do what Oscar did. Rothy's has you covered with shoes and bags for both men and women. Rothy's stuff is made to last. Plus, all their products are machine washable, which is really great when you're talking about footwear. That means they'll keep looking great through the new year and well beyond. Your sneakers will sparkle like they have like the new fallen snow.
Pretty.
There it is.
For stylish shoes and bags for everyone, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS and head to the first ever Black Friday archive event through November 30th. That's today. That's Rothy's, Rothy's.com/TMOS.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
As we said earlier, the USA team won in the World Cup.
Yes.
And I can give you the what you need to know in 24 seconds. I do love the fact that they say the score is 1-0. I like when they say nil instead of zero. But a Christian, is it Pulisic?
I assume
Polizzi.
So.
Polizzi.
He scored the goal in the 38th minute of the game yesterday and then ran Captain into America. The goaltender. He injured himself, but he did win the game.
It's meant for him. Dest is snuck in behind. Dest in the middle. Pulisic scores! Might have paid the price.
Great goal.
But the U.S. takes the lead. And it's Christian Pulisic.
Pulisic.
Right place, right time. And he runs right into the goalkeeper at the end of this, but lays it all on the line for his team and for his country and gets his moment.
Pretty cool.
I was not able to watch it real time as we had an ESPN production
in
place.
I watched the whole game.
I saw your zang that evening.
Yeah, that was what
I rewatched
me to it, yeah.
The match last night. And it's, you know, that's the one bond I have with my father outside of him being my father is that we have the World Cup every 4 years.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
That
is. Yes. And then he called me around 10 p.m. as he doesn't go to bed. He's a night rider, as my mom calls him. He doesn't go to bed until 3 a.m. He said, ¿Has visto ese golazo? And I mean, I said, what do you mean? He goes, el golazo de Pulisic. And when it's a big goal, when it's a goal, like an incredible goal, and he was right. It was an incredible pass and goal.
It was a, look, I'm new to it, and I've gotten into it, and it's fun. It is maddening, and it's the same kind of stress you get at the end of a football game, at the end of a hockey game, and just waiting for that extra, not knowing the time. See, not knowing the time that's left is fine. I'm fine with that. I just like to know definitively.
They almost tied
and
it.
Suddenly you look down, you see some guys kneeling in the middle of the field. It's like, and that's it. I'd like that. That could be improved upon. You could get clarity on what the situation is with that. It seemed to me that the first half was all USA and the second half was all Iran. It was such a defensive game in the second half, and it came right down to the wire.
Nail biter.
And it was really spectacular to watch. But I thought in the first half, I thought the United States would maybe score two or three goals.
Yeah.
That's how good they were playing.
Close.
So,
but we need to hold out for that Pac-Man game over graphic.
Yeah.
Like a nice 16-bit graphic.
Yeah. Just clarity so you really know.
With
you know?
This Pac-Man going around the frame of the actual screen.
Eats the losing team.
Yeah.
Over. 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 You know, and you know what, really? They're an enemy as far as the way they death to the infidels
it's
and all that.
Against the world.
But you know what? You do feel for those guys. They come from a world that we do not. The athletes.
They come from
a world that we don't have here. And, you know, that kind of sucks with that. And it was great. It's great sport. I love it.
Mike, a tip of the TMOS hat to Shannon Zabios, who sent me this tape from TikTok.
How dare she get involved?
This is very great. It's a guy. He's on TikTok. His name is Donnie Baker. He plays sort of a character from the southern part of our country who's on a rant here that his boat was impounded. And I just like his monologue here. So this is a young man, a gentleman, who had his boat impounded out of his yard.
I don't even know where to begin. I'm so pissed. I'm Donnie Baker, and I'm here to report a violation of statute of limitations to Court 7. I ain't filed the paperwork, but I want this on the record. This is where my boat used to be. I come home from work, my boat's been impounded. And I just built this boat ramp, so I want the state to reimburse me for all that lumber, okay? Because my boat, now I'm going to know this now. And some nights I would sleep in it. You not only impounded a boat, you took a whole room addition. All because my neighbor to the north told the homeowners association my boat was an eyesore. Well, so's your wife, Mitchell. We ain't supposed to have livestock in this neighborhood, yet you married a sea cow. Well, I'll say it right to his face.
It's a manatee.
I'll say it right to his face in cursive, because he knows if he comes over, I'll scissor kick his gizzard and break his karate artery.
Karate artery.
What am I going to do with this? This was my storage shed. This is where I kept her in the winter. And in the summers, when I was with Angel Skinners, this was her stabbing cabin. But angels have wings, and she flew out of the relationship. I've got a couple air mattresses, a boat cover. Still got a hose in there, because that's how hot she'd get some days. I swear to God. And in her prime, she'd squirt back at it.
Oh, my God.
Then I got Patty Ferguson, and she gained some weight. Before we broke up, she was eating Bugles like Nabisco needed their bags back, so this came in handy because it was climate
like
controlled, and if my buddies caught us, I could just tell them that she was helping me move stuff. This is war, Mitchell. Mitchell. I don't deserve this. I'll turn the stepping stones into frisbees. I'll put bird feet on your bug zapper. I hate birds. I gotta go.
You gotta go. That's Donnie
Bird
Baker.
Bird feed on your bug zapper, Mitchell. You're not supposed to have livestock, but you got a sea cow.
Meanwhile, wow. Mike, in Dallas, yeah. Texas, they have one of those radio stations that calls itself The Fan. Seems like every city has a radio station that calls itself The Fan. And Jerry Jones called in, and maybe Jerry should have had a glass of water.
This is a coughing jag right here.
It's
and
pretty good.
Listen to the DJs. These are sports guys. You can tell.
We got help on the way here. Well, Washington's got a good chance to be joining us here real soon.
Jerry.
Excuse me. Get me some oxygen. Better still. Better still, how about a big shot of Jack? We'll be ready to go this morning.
That's not a bad call.
That's not a bad call.
Hey, okay. What do you think, Bean? I don't know about Zipper. I think it's going to be great. Jerry Jones, always good radio interview. Always has been.
Yeah,
wonderful guy.
The fact that he still gets on these shows, I mean, I like that.
It's fun, and he's always very, very animated, and he's a lot of fun, you know, or a shot of Jack. There you go.
And my one Jerry Jones moment, I met him at the commissioner's party, so I just want to say hey. He said, well then, hey.
Well then, hey.
And let's close with this, Mike. You can take words that are seemingly unrelated and play a prank on your wife. Like, let's say you take words like Mike and the word who, cheese, and the word Harry. And just have your wife read it, and she won't get it.
Can you read this?
Mike, who cheese Harry? Mike, who cheese Harry? Mike, who cheese Harry?
What the hell is your problem?
Read
I'm reading it. Mike, who cheese Harry? Mike, who cheese Harry?
Is it
really? Mike, who cheese Harry? What the hell?
There you go. I'm laughing at him. I don't understand why. Why is so funny? Mike. What does it say?
It says Mike, Hoochie's Harry. Mike, Hoochie's
You gotta give this a call.
I don't understand.
It's not funny to you?
No. Mike, Hoochie's Harry.
Yeah, if I did that to my wife, she'd put some bird feed in my bug zapper.
Well, yes, sirree, Mitchell.
Mitchell.
How you doing over there? You got a sea cow over there.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow. Don't forget, we've got 3 days left for you to get a TMOS fruitcake. So please get out there and grab yourself one.
Five.
Go to MichaelMarisShow.com. Yeah, get 10. Why not? For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Greeny, greeny.